It's likely been a while since many of us have been out to a show or a live local performance due to the ongoing pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and as much as we miss it, there is also a community component and impact on the local performance venues who bring us these opportunities and have not been able to do that because of the global health crisis. And one of those is the recently opened Ypsilanti Performance Space in downtown Ypsilanti, also known as the Ypsy. And joining us now to talk about that impact is the co-founder and creator, Steve Pierce. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I remember doing a feature on the Ypsy not too long ago, so excited about all the possibilities there, and then the pandemic hit. And what's that been like for you?
Yeah, it's been a really tough year. We were planning to have our grand opening. We were doing events, smaller events in 2019 and ramping up in 2020. With a number of smaller events going on at the space as we were working on this historic building in downtown Ypsilanti, and then everything ended on March 8th. That was the last event that we had, and we've been shuttered since then.
And now you're reaching out with an idea. Tell us about what you're trying to do.
So, this is of course not something that has happened. Not just unique to our venue. This has affected venues and performance and event spaces and concert halls all across Michigan and throughout the country. And there's a national effort going on with a new organization called the National Independent Venue Association. And they have been working at a federal level to try to get dedicated funding to help with venues. Venues, of course, and concert halls, we're the very first to close, and we will be the very last to reopen in this pandemic. And there isn't anything that a venue can do. You can't suddenly go to curbside service or anything like that, for a concert hall. And at a state level, a number of folks have gathered together, and venues are very independent. Hence, that's sort of the name. They very rarely work together. I mean, this has been an extraordinary year, and so venues across Michigan have gotten together and formed a trade association called the Michigan Venue and Promoters Association, and they're working at a state level. It really has been remarkable. As a single venue and as a founder, we can make phone calls and we might talk to two or three politicians, and by joining forces with venues all across Michigan, suddenly, we're getting some traction in Lansing, and there's a move during the lame duck session, the Save My Stages. We're working on trying to get $10 million of dedicated funding that would help keep venues alive. And that's a real risk. Hundreds of venues all across the country and a number of venues here in Michigan have closed, and it's very likely once closed, that they will never reopen. And that's going to be a real loss for communities. But one study had shown that music venues, concerts, and festivals generate $670 million in economic benefits in the state of Michigan and employ thousands and thousands of people.
And this is a big part of the culture scene in Washtenaw County, too, as well.
It is. From small venues, from bars and restaurants to the Arc, this is really critical. And then, of course, a large portion of the art and music scene is in our universities, with Eastern Michigan and University of Michigan. And, of course, they're shuttered as well. And so the impact on the artists and musicians in Washtenaw has been devastating. And you can only do so many Facebook live streaming events before you just realize, this is just not making enough money to try to put food on the table. I think we've got something going here. We're getting really good support. We had a very positive meeting with the governor's office just in the past week. They're hearing us and saying, the other efforts that have been done to help many of the other businesses, whether it's small business or restaurants, just didn't apply to what the needs are of venues and concert venues and concert halls. And so I'm very optimistic. It's that whole thing about politics and is like making sausage. It's it can be sometimes up and down. But what we're sensing from Lansing is we may actually have something that we can call on at the beginning of the year. That would be remarkable.
And bottom line, you're looking for financial support.
The ask is $10 million, and that's for venues all across Michigan. And how that's going to be broken up, that's still sort of those things that's going to be worked out. But it's very likely that for most of us, we're probably not going to open for another 6 or 8 months.
One more impact from the pandemic on our community, in this case on performance venues. Co-founder of the IPSE, Steve Pierce, thanks so much for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa, and thanks for your interest in us.